You're listening to Ethers.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Bifazlillahi ta'ala, as we begin fresh after the month of Ramadan, I wish to slightly digress from the previous topics that we have been discussing. Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allahu ta'ala, we will resume to this very important theme and topic in due course. Inshallah, we will complete the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, just to consolidate the blessings of the month of Ramadan, what are we to do after the month of Ramadan, and how should be our condition after the month of Ramadan? Just for us to understand, nasiha. What is very important is that we continue with that zeal and that energy. Despite the fact that we know that shayateen have been unshackled and that they are out, but we still need to continue with that zeal, with that energy, with that spirituality, with that ruhaniyat that has been collected and encapsulated in the form of taqwa in the month of Ramadan. We need to actually take stock of our lives. And we need to see at what percentage of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is visible in us, which is very, very important for us to understand. We are not to lament, cry, moan and groan and always feel that as if we as Muslims are the victims and zulm is upon us. In fact, sometimes we ourselves want to do zulm upon ourselves. And so we need to increase in that level of taqwa even after the blessed month of Ramadan. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained to his ummah that there are two things which actually have a detrimental effect upon the ummah, which actually hits the ummah very, very hard. And what happens is that the a'mal salih, the good deeds, are reduced. And so that is why we have to be mindful of everything what we do. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator of this hadith. And this hadith is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, ni'matani مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings in which people show a lot of negligence. And because of that, they lose a great fortune that is heading their way. Instead of becoming rich in the hereafter, there is great reduction. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam pinpointed two things very important. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "As-sihhatu wal-faraghu." Negligence in two departments, in two great blessings. One is your good health, and one is your free time. Allah has blessed all of humanity with free time. Everyone without excuse. Everybody has free time. But unfortunately, the free time and the good health that is given to humanity, and especially the people of Iman, it is not utilized and channeled in the right way. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says, explaining the hadith, he says that unfortunately when a person is young, healthy, competitive, at that time he wants to deplete all his energy towards the acquisition of wealth, towards the acquisition of dunya, everything. And by the time he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is already frail and weak and can't do much. And therefore that energy is not there to show complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we have to be very, very careful. We need to understand that even after the month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us with good health and Allah has given us free time. Free time. Let us channel that in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was this great sheikh whose name is Khaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi. And in fact, the Naqshbandi silsila actually is taken from his name of Naqshband. He would often make dua that Bari Ta'ala, whilst I am inhaling and exhaling, I am remembering you, I am taking your name in the heart. Look at the level of connection. Har saans mein, that istihzar, that remembrance that I am remembering you. Now that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal training. A man can achieve anything that he wants. Anything that he wants. Allahu Akbar. There was a time when a hafiz could read the Quran from Alif Lam to Wan Nas. Now, in the modern society, this modern trend that we have, Ajib, you'll find many of the huffaz, if you tell them, read Surah Baqarah, verse number 56, on the spot he will read. This chapter, this ayat, this chapter, this ayat. And without fail, without mistake. Subhanallah. Allah has given insan this ability. The more he opens up, the more Allah gives to him. The more he challenges himself, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. If his challenge and energy is used for dunya, then subhanallah, today we see planes that are flying and mashallah, in the heavens you see all sorts, passengers, baggage, food, everything subhanallah, from one destination to another destination, technology that is out there in communication, at every level. But when a person depletes his energy towards deen, Allah can give him whatever he wants. Anything is possible. And so, Maulana Khaja Bahauddin was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, whilst inhaling and exhaling, the few seconds that are between inhaling and exhaling, I want you to help me. I want to slot in the name of Allah also in that. Can you imagine that? We can't even imagine that. Whilst inhaling and exhaling, the few seconds that are there, give me the ability that even that is utilized, that slot is taken advantage of, and that I remember you. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us. Today so many people waste their time on mobile phones. Mobile phones. Hours. WhatsApp. Hours. TV, films. Hours. There is so much distraction out there. When he could have actually utilized time to his advantage. Time to his advantage. That mashallah, he would be making an investment in the hereafter. Today we don't realize, my respected brothers, but tomorrow we will realize the worth of one subhanallah. One subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The worth of one Allahu Akbar. The worth of one ayat of the Quran. Today we don't realize, but tomorrow we will. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, and it's a warning that don't look at the people out there, they haven't got iman. For them, they live in a way that they say enjoy life, because you live once. You live once. Enjoy life. The people of iman, that is not our aqeedah. Our aqeedah is that in this dunya is darul imtihan. And so what is very important is that we take advantage of free time and good health. Every time you have some minutes, mashallah, take it to your advantage. Even do a bit of tasbih. Even think of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How easy it is that you don't even need wudu for the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taki insan khub nekiya kama sake. This should be our attitude all the time. If you look at Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in, they were amazing individuals. These were people who instantly had the ability to detach from vice to virtue. From vice to virtue. They had this instant ability. You know, they didn't need no counseling or, you know, many lessons or Allahu Akbar. For them it was only Allah and His Rasul, and immediately one shot things would change. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi has written in Zadul Ma'ad, and he says that there was a man whose name is Fudala ibn Umair. Fudala ibn Umair was not a Muslim. Are you looking for somebody, brother? Then you may sit. Jazakallah. Fudala ibn Umair, he came to the city of Makkah and was doing the tawaf of Kaaba with an intention, aliyazu billah, that he will want to assassinate the paragon of perfection, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Making sure that the timing is right, that at this time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to Haram Sharif to do tawaf. And so Fudala ibn Umayr was also in that circuit of doing tawaf and going around. And he saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam entering in the mataf and began his tawaf. And in those days it was only a few people. Now Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw this young man Fudala, a man who was well known in his tribe. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately walked up to him and said to him, "Anta Fudala? Are you not Fudala ibn Umar?" And he said, "Yes, that's me. I am Fudala ibn Umar." And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then looked at him in the eyes. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Mada kunta tuhaddisu bihi nafsak? Mada kunta tuhaddisu bihi nafsak? Look, tell me, what is your heart speaking to you about? What are you entertaining and harboring in your heart? What is it that you are hiding in your heart?" And he was shocked. Of course, he came with an intention. And so at that moment, he just said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "La shay," nothing. "There is nothing in my heart." He came with an intention, aliyazu billah, to assassinate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now he is saying there is nothing in the heart. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rahmatul lil alameen, out of love said to him, "Fudala, come here." Fudala came. This was the standing and the stature of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, that ra'ab was such that anyone would listen to him, and he stood there. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hands on the chest of Fudala. On the chest of Fudala. Fudala ibn Umar says, "Fasakana qalbi." Fasakana qalbi. That immediately my heart felt great calm and sukoon, comfort and contentment. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at me and he says that as if there was something inside me that was permeating. Koi cheez pak rahi thi. And now my condition became such that the man who I had despised the most has become the most beloved to me. Allahu Akbar. Jisse sakht nafrat thi, wo aaj mehboob ban gaya. The one who I despised the most has become the most beloved simply by the auspicious hands to be placed on the chest of Fudala ibn Umar. And instantly Fudala ibn Umar read the kalima in front of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him, of course, some hidayat. And he returned. As he was returning, and this is what I want to aim at, in the Jahiliyyah period, people would fornicate and one man would have relationship with as many as 40, 50 women. So Fudala, as he was returning home, Fudala's girlfriend, the one who loved him, she was waiting for him towards the outskirts of Makkatul Mukarrama. And when she saw Fudala, she says, "Halumma ilal hadith, come to me, let's chat. Come to me and let's chat." You know, nowadays a lot of people like chatting also. And, you know, young children, they do chatting, and then when you catch them, they say, no, I was chatting with that person. They think that parents live in Pluto and Mars. Bichare, maa-baap kuch bolte nahi hai, toh paagal samajhte hai maa-baap ko. Maa-baap sabar wale hote hai. Kya hote? Sabar wale. And so, look at Sahabai Kiram Ajmain, look at the level of Iman. Just a few minutes back, this man has embraced Islam. A few minutes back. Abhi kalma usne para. And an invite that comes towards this very beautiful woman. Very beautiful. No excuses. Come on, you know, Fudala, let's come, let's go out, have dinner, let's chat. You know, the night is young, let's enjoy. Ajao. Look at the attitude of Fudala ibn Umair. This is what I'm saying. Sahaba were incredible people. Instantly they could break away and detach themselves from guna, from vice to virtue. Jaldi nikal jate. And this is what we need to do. We need to quickly break off and do something that is good, even after the month of Ramadan. And so he said to this lady, that I am not that Fudala that you knew. Ajib. That Fudala of Jahiliyyah was a different Fudala. This Fudala ibn Umair now is the ashik and the lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ajib. Allahu Akbar. And so I say goodbye to you if you have any evil intention. But my dear sister, come to me. I am your well-wisher. And let me explain to you about Iman and Islam, and you also become a Muslim. This was the attitude. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib has written somewhere, the love that Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een had for Nabi-e Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He gives an analogy that the love they had, if for an example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to say to the companions that I will extend the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 1 second. For how long? For 1 second. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam departed from this dunya at the age of 63. I will extend his life for 1 second, but in lieu, what I will take from you is that I want all of you people, your life, for you to pass away from this dunya. I want you to sacrifice your life, all of you, for an extension to the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 1 second. Mufti Sahib says, Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een would not even take out a second to think about this. They would agree and say, we are prepared, all of us, to die for an extension of the life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only for 1 second. Imagine the love they had. These were Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een. Ajeeb people. And they would quickly change, quickly change, quickly change. And if we are not at that level, my respected brothers, but at least make an intention that we want to change for the better. Insan kam az kam niyat to kar le. At least don't allow the shaitan after the month of Ramadan to take us to be an easy target. You know, sitting ducks. That the same attitude, what was there of them before Ramadan, this is how they are now. That should not be our attitude. We need to make sure we maintain that light, that ruhaniyat, that nuraniyat. Of course, the barakat of Ramadan is at a different level. But at the same time, this is something which is very, very important. There was this Egyptian scholar, I won't take much of your time. There was this Egyptian scholar who would give nasiha to the people and especially to his students. And amongst the students, there were men and women, women in parda. They would listen to his lecture. A great scholar. He was a Misri, Egyptian. And he said to his students that live your life in accordance or in line with one line of the Quran, one verse of the Quran. And he read in front of them this ayat, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. The translation is that I hasten to you, O my Lord, so that you might be pleased. I hasten to you, my Lord, so that you might be pleased. Maine jaldi ki aapki taraf, ae mere Rab, shayad ke aap mujhse razi ho jaye. Now, these are the words of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam when he actually came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much earlier than the time that was given to him, before the appointed time. So he got to the place where he had to communicate and meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he got there early. And he said, Bari Ta'ala, I have come early, so I want you to be pleased with me. I have come early, so you be pleased with me. So the Shaykh said that live your life with this ayat of the Quran. Do everything for Allah without delay. Do everything for Allah without delay. Now just to give you an example. From amongst the audience, there was this lady that was listening to the Sheikh, and she gives her account, but rather the husband actually gives her account, that the wife always in her life would make amal on this ayat-e kareema. So she says that if the muadhin gave the call for adhan, she would not delay from doing wudu, or she would not want to be lazy in performing her salah. Immediately at the time of adhan, this ayat-e kareema would run in front of her. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. I want to hasten towards you, O my Lord, so that you be pleased. I should hasten to you. And so immediately this ayat would give her that energy that she would do salah, and she would do wudu and read the salah in the time. And she would set her alarm for 2 o'clock a.m. so that she could wake up for tahajjud. And she says, at the time of tahajjud, I want to sleep, but again this ayat comes to mind that I should hasten to my Lord so that my Lord becomes razi with me, happy with me. And immediately this ayat would drag me out of the bed. Jo bhi kaam karna hai for my Allah, do it quickly. Whatever you want to do for Allah, do it quickly. This is the attitude we should have. No delay. No delay. Immediately we do it. Now, the arrangement was between the husband and wife that when the husband would leave from the workplace, he would give a call to the wife and say that I have left the workplace, I want you to prepare the meals for me. So she would cook and arrange everything. One day he gave her a call and said, I want you to cook for me mahshi. What? Mahshi. Anybody knows what is mahshi? Hame to grill prawns hi yaad hai, mushtaq. Ji. Lekin what is mahshi? What is mahshi? It's an Arabic delicacy, which means that from grape leaves, the filling is with rice. And it is boiled and it is put in the oven and it takes a lot of time to cook. There's a lot of preparation that needs to be done for the preparation of mahshi. It's rolled up in a special way and everything, the filling is there and the leaves are there, grape leaves. Kisi ke muh mein pani aa raha hai. And so the wife says that this was a job for me, not realizing change of plan, what I had prepared, put that on one side. My husband wants this, let me do this for my husband. So she started baking, cooking, and she says, I've done three are ready, but there's three extra that I have to cook. And the husband was there in the house now, and the muazzin gave the call for adhan. When the muazzin gave the call for adhan, now she is thinking in her heart, what should I do? If I do this food, mashi, for my husband, only three left, it will take me 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, put it in the oven. But then she says no. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى وَعَجِلْتُ Muazzin has said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, حَيَّ عَلَى السَّلَاةِ Muazzin is saying, and she said, my husband can wait in my heart, and she put the tree on one side. Now, you know, a hungry man is an angry man. A hungry man is an angry man. Say, you know? Ji? And so we have to be very careful. So the husband is sitting in the sitting room and saying, shouting and saying, okay, where's the food? Is the food ready? Is the food ready? Is the food ready? And so there's no answer. So he stands up and he goes towards the kitchen. And from the kitchen he can see the wife in her room praying salah, and she is in sajda. And so he looks at the three mashis that are there. And in his heart he is mumbling, what kind of a lady is this? You know, I don't understand her. It could have taken her just 5 minutes to put this in the oven, prepare it, everything, just give me the food, and then she could have with ease performed her salah. Kya farq hota bhai? What was the difference? Few minutes she would have given me, 5 minutes bas. And so the man is starting mumbling and saying, oh, whilst the lady is in sujood. One must also remember that when a person is in salah, and to communicate with him, to disturb him and to distract him, it is gunahe kabira. What is it? Gunahe kabira. Very big sin. This is another masla of the fuqaha. But this man started mumbling. And anyway, after a few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, he said, what's happening? And he again shouted from where he was, calling at the wife. And he stood up and he stood up and he went to see again. Nothing had moved. The wife was in the same position. So he looked at the wife, he looked at the wife, he looked at the wife without any kind of gestures moving, nothing. And then slowly he touched the wife and the wife fell to one side. She actually passed away in her sajda. The man was shocked. Biwi muhtarama sajde mein intiqal kar gaya. Now imagine this one ayat of the Quran, how it assisted this lady. If this lady had delayed, and if she had thought that, look, let me cook and make the full preparation and then give, there's a possibility death would have come, but death would have come in the kitchen. Death would have come in the kitchen, death would have come somewhere else. But what an honorable death. What an honorable death Allah had, subhanallah, designated for this lady. Kya shanti. What a pious lady. She did everything quickly without delay for Allah. But when her death came, she was in sajda. Allahu Akbar. In the hadith it comes, tuhsharuna kama tamutun. On the day of Qiyamah, you will come out from your graves exactly how you died and how death came to you. Somebody died during Hajj, he will come out reading the Talbiyah. Somebody died reading the Quran, he will come out reading the Quran. If somebody was doing the dhikr of Allah, he will come out doing the dhikr of Allah. Whatever. If somebody died saying and reciting the kalima, he will come out from the grave, mashallah, reciting the kalima. And so my respected brothers and elders, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Just to recap, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that there are two things that is maghboon, khasara, a massive hit, a great reduction that takes away everything from my ummah, when it comes to negligence to these two great blessings. One is your good health and one is free time. Slot your free time in such a way that it becomes the best investment in the hereafter. This is something which is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mujhe aapko har ek ko taufeeq de, that inshallah even after the month of Ramadan, what we do is that we stand up straight and we are energized inshallah with that taqwa, and it is long lasting. الله باك هريك وتوفيق دي. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم هماري اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. الله كريم بولنے کو قبول فرما, سننے کو قبول فرما. الله كريم ہمیں متقين میں سے بنا دے. الله كريم ہمیں متقين میں سے بنا دے. الله كريم ہمیں متقين میں سے بنا دے. الله كريم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخير فرما. الله كريم جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے. الله كريم جس کی جو پریش شانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. اللہ کریم مسلمانوں کے اوپر رحم فرما. اللہ کریم مسلمانوں کے اوپر رحم فرما. اللہ کریم جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان حال ہے اللہ کریم ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. اللہ کریم ہر ایک کو توفیق دے کہ وہ دین کی خدمت کر سکے. اللہ کریم اسلام کی تو پوری پوری حفاظت فرما, خصوصاً اس ملک میں اللہ کریم, یوروپ میں بلکہ سارے عالم میں. اللہ کریم, اللہ کریم اور ہمیں یا اللہ تو دین کی خدمت کے لیے چن لے. اللہ کریم دین کی خدمت کے لیے چن لے. اللہ کریم ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.